Hi, and welcome to Reading with Kids, grades 5 to 8. Reading with Kids is a monthly book club where you tune in every month to find the new book for 5th graders to 8th graders. There will be games, crafts, and other fun things to do related to the book. I hope you guys have all read How One Letter Changed Two Lives. I will always write back. If you have, you're welcome to fill out the form that is in the description. You can put your initials instead of your name if you don't feel comfortable sharing that info. So first, for the craft for making salsa in colored greens. Let's first do the salsa. First, measure half a cup of cornmeal into a small saucepan. Mix it with a bit of cold water to make a paste. Next, place the saucepan over medium heat. Add 2 cups of boiling water while stirring to prevent lumps from forming. Now keep on stirring until it starts to boil. Then cover and let it boil for 2 to 3 minutes. You can always pause this podcast, to make sure you're following the steps. Now, reduce the heat to low now. Add cornmeal while mixing, a bit at a time until you have a thick paste. Finally, cover the saucepan and leave it to simmer for 5 minutes, stirring it to make sure it is evenly cooked. Now you can serve it in bowls, cups, whatever you want. I will just let it cool down for a minute. Now, let's do the colored greens. First, shred the colored greens and discard the tough stems. Now, you don't really have to shred it. You can just cut it into, it doesn't have to be shredded. It can be cut into smaller pieces. But make sure you discard the tough stems. Then, place it in a saucepan with water. Now, start boiling it. In cooking, stirring occasionally, just until the greens are crunchy and tender. Make sure not to overcook them. Now, drain the greens, reserving the liquid, so make sure you save the liquid for later. Now, return the greens to medium heat. Add tomato and onions. Heat thoroughly and stirring evenly. Frequently. Thin peanut butter with 3/4 cup of the reserved cooking liquid. Then add it to the vegetables. Then heat it, stirring constantly until greens have a creamy consistency, adding more liquid if the mixture seems too thick. Now taste it and add salt if needed. Good job! Now you can eat this for dinner, and maybe lunch! The second book we're reading is The Secret Zoo by Brian Chick. Make sure you get the first one. The Secret Zoo is about 4 kids, Noah, Megan, Richie, and Alva. They call themselves the Action Scouts. One day, Megan goes missing. Noah, Richie, and Alva get messages by animals. One message leads to another. This is an amazing tale and is part of the series. This book is more for younger kids and might be more appealing to 5th and 6th graders. For the craft for this book, all you need is some printer paper, a printer, and some scissors. You can get some drawing materials like markers, colors, pencils, color pens, and crayons. Stuff like that.